Oh, here's an idea. I got an idea.
No one's ever written a cartoon in 20 minutes.
Here's an idea.
Hey, okay, the stupider we get, maybe the stupider the script will get.
Here's a problem with that whole story.
We should be writing this shit darn.
Here's an idea.
Welcome to Here's an Idea, the Explosum Writers Room podcast. We're the boys that write Explosum shorts, comics, stuff.
Yeah, I think they get the idea by
okay.
now.
Okay, I mean, it's in the description. But, you know, every week we are put upon, we're beset by attacks from our boss,
yes.
Mr. Explosum.
Okay.
There's nothing he wants more than to tear us apart. So I think we should start by introducing each other and saying something we like about each other.
Oh, you want to repeat the premise again?
No, I don't. I just want to say, let's go this way.
And say something about each other?
Yes, something you genuinely
something
like.
Nice?
No, let's go this way.
Something nice?
Yeah, because I don't think I can do Dave. So let's go the other way, clockwise. I'm going to introduce Chris Wilson, one of the creators of Cyanide and Happiness. Chris, I like that no matter what the weather is here, you're dressed the way we wish we all could be, with a nice beanie cap on. So
thank
it
you.
reminds me that there are places where people are more comfortable than I am.
Yeah, I got to ask about the beanie.
It also hides his hideous scar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He does. He's got this pentagram-shaped scar instead of a forehead.
Yeah, back from when his twin was removed.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bad decision. I wanted to do something to look cool and make my mom mad, you know. And I'm just embarrassed of it because it didn't really turn out very symmetrical. And
also your mom did the scarification reluctantly.
Yeah.
So as I
held a gun to her
artist.
Head, she held a knife to mine.
Also, there was that invasive surgery you had where there's one big scar that goes right down the middle of your skull.
Yeah.
And you look like the guy from Alien Ant Farm if you take it off.
Oh no.
I went to the hospital I said, "Give me one invasive surgery, please."
What a deep pull.
What a blast from the past.
The haircut that one guy from one band had in like 2002.
Yeah, and I don't know what he was thinking. I think that might have been a result of surgery as well.
And he
woke up severely damaged thinking that hair was a great choice.
There's two things about that that are not funny. Mm-hmm. One of those.
Go on.
Is that guy, his name's, I want to say Dryden Mitchell.
Dryden.
Maybe.
Sure.
They had a bus crash between their first and second album, and he came out with nerve damage that left him in permanent pain, like his skin was on fire all the time.
Oh, my God.
And that's why their music got worse. It's because he wasn't happy.
I think there was a derailment in the compliment train.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. I'm sorry.
There was also a derailment of that tour bus.
Second thing is that when I saw them live around that time, and he had that permanent part shaved into his head.
He always had that, didn't
the
he?
The bass player only had half a beard. He'd shaved the rest off.
No, he lost it in the crash as well.
Like, we're the funny boys.
Guys,
Chris,
is this a music podcast, or are we going to introduce each other?
So. Chris, could you introduce to your left is Rob?
I will. To my left is Rob.
That's not true, but...
Rob's a co-writer, creator here at Explosum, and the thing I like about Rob is that he... cares a lot about his chihuahua, Bruce, and he loves something on this earth enough to express all of its glands for it.
That's true. I express all of his glands.
And you express all of your emotions.
I'm missing something here. All of his glands?
Dogs have what's called an anal... you've got cats, but you've had dogs before. They have like these anal glands near their butt.
I think cats have them too.
Right? When they get angry, their muscles tense and they spray out like a skunk.
Oh my God.
It's full of butt toxins.
Yeah.
And if your dog can take care of its own butt, it'll drag it through the ground to get that stuff out.
Okay,
my dog's too stupid,
that.
So I have to do it for him. I have to express his little glands by squeezing
And them. Then he expresses affection for you.
Yep. Out of his butt.
Massage his anus to get the poops and dirt out.
Yeah.
Right.
Isn't it the most
That's the high life.
Honest.
He's living the good life.
Isn't it the most honest expression of regard for someone to say you're good to dogs?
Yeah.
You're good to dogs.
Well, I mean, he's like really good to dogs. As in, like, Bruce gets angry and then his penis gets stuck But there's Rob. Rob to help him
out.
Oh,
man.
Also, what is
that? That also requires explanation.
Oh, yeah. My dog's penis. My dog is stupid, okay? He doesn't know how to get rid of his butt juice. He also doesn't know how to clean his dick properly, which is all dogs know how to clean their dicks except for mine.
Two things we all know. All dogs go to heaven. All dogs clean their dicks.
Yeah, so they're supposed to clean their dick and lubricate it and, like, clean dirt out and stuff. But he doesn't do that. So over the course of a year, his dick becomes very dry and kind of...
And of course, you've got to massage that gently.
Eventually,
well.
It gets stuck out, like out of the sheath. Like it just dangles
permanent
around.
Permanent lipstick.
It dangles around, kind of getting leaves stuck to it. It's disgusting. Yeah.
So you.
That's what happened to Adam. So you fill in your the story mouth, of creation.
You fill your
my mouth is not involved.
With cleansing
no.
jellies.
No.
And then you massage the dog's penis with
this
your
This
is
face. Not your fan fiction, Joel. We're
no, this is the story.
This is reality.
This is the story of Genesis. Adam's dick got really dry and got one big leaf stuck to it.
Hence all those Renaissance paintings. That's
I mean,
while
Eve's
from.
Vagina got really wet.
Yeah, there's a gust.
I can't disprove that, so yes.
Yeah, she was
right.
So turned on by Adam's stuck dick.
So the guy to my left, who's
are we still
conjecturing
doing that?
About biblical dry dicks.
Yes.
This is my good friend,
hi.
Dave. Dave is from Ireland.
Is that what you like about him?
That's what I like about him. Wish he'd go back.
Is that the one thing?
No, I actually you listeners may not know this, but Dave is one of my oldest friends. We used to talk on MSN Messenger when we were 15 years old, and we'd make flash animations by sending files back to each other.
That's at least 10 years.
So we've
ago.
Been internet friends for over half our lives.
Oh my
god! And unlike most internet friends, we haven't fucked each other, which is. What I like about Dave.
Are you
allegedly.
Saying metaphorically or physically?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we haven't had sex, unlike most people who meet on the
so
internet.
So, there's time, is what you're saying.
There's still time. But,
so you like that he hasn't fucked you? That's your compliment?
Well, we're yes. saving it for yes. a special occasion.
I mean, that would mean you probably like Trump and a lot of other people too, because they haven't fucked you.
Well, I mean, I respect Trump for not having sexual intercourse with me.
And also because you're a business owner and he only cares about your taxes.
As of this year. Yeah. As of this year, we've been pals for 18 years.
Yeah.
Wow, your friendship can
crazy.
Vote.
Yeah, our friendship
actually
can...
can't because it's not full American.
Oh,
that's true.
No, wait. If the, I guess the friendship wasn't born in the United States, it wouldn't have citizenship.
It was born in international waters. It's a pirate.
You wouldn't download a friend.
You tried to for 18 years.
18 years.
Actually,
yeah.
It worked. He showed up.
I 3D printed Dave.
He opened his door and I was in a wicker basket going, please let me in.
But you were 23.
I need to use your computer real bad.
And he immediately started cleaning your dick for you.
Yeah. Oh, little buddy, you got a leaf stuck to your dick. Let me get that.
I would like to move on to introducing
please.
My good friend,
please.
Joel Watson.
Oh my God, thank you.
Writes a lot of our cartoons and whatnot.
Can you think of even one nice thing to say about me?
I do have something,
oh, good.
Actually.
I'm going to write it down.
I love the way your head is shaped kind of like a mid-scale cabin cruiser.
Sure, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have looked at you from a side profile or at maybe a 45-degree angle and thought,
That's the best angle.
He looks like a upper-middle-class boat that someone might keep down by the... down by the coast, not
so
a river.
So the answer
boat.
To can you think of one nice thing to say about me is no. So I'll just...
Your head looks like a boat. And I think boats are nice. Down. Lots of people like boats.
They're luxury, right. Joel.
Rich,
good.
Rich people love boats.
So my compliment plan backfired on me.
Your head is a luxury. I actually drew Joel as a boat one time, and
did
it looked exactly like him.
I did
in fact,
like
is there a way to have listeners see that picture? I'll
no,
draw it again.
Because they're listening with their ears.
No.
Not right now.
I can't.
Not in real time.
We could describe plot points on a graph, and they could draw it themselves.
Are we that kind of podcast?
Yeah, get a dot-to-dot going.
Or we can tell them to put pen to paper and go in one direction, and then we go, okay,
turn.
right,
turn,
left,
turn,
left,
turn,
left,
turn,
left, right,
no,
right,
no,
left,
no,
left,
no,
left,
no,
right,
no,
like an etch-a-sketch.
Yeah.
Warmer.
Like my wife.
Warmer.
That sounds like my wife giving me driving directions.
It is. We were just talking about this. Dave was like, oh, I never put anything in my GPS. I just asked my wife. And I was like, I've only been in the car with the two of you twice, and it's a goddamn nightmare. Like, it is a frightening and harrowing affair.
I'm waiting for Chris to chip in on this, too.
I was going to wait,
his,
but it's very
look at
true.
His smile.
Yeah, okay. The expression says it all, really.
I mean, last time Kate drove us around, it was fine. It was great. It was normal. But there was one time where I did fear for my life. my life flashed before my eyes and all that. And
you told me that.
You're Dave, you're much safer bad driver. Like, you won't turn in a turning lane unless you get the green arrow and stuff like that. Like, you're safe. I don't feel as scared when you're driving.
Okay.
But to his lack of credit, he's also incredibly unsure of what our traffic laws are and constantly flummoxed when they change.
And he's in constant fear of deportation for traffic tickets, so he drives extra carefully.
That is true. All of that is true. Also, to that, every block, the traffic changes completely in Dallas.
Kind of.
Yellow now means pull your pants down.
Only on Saturdays.
About 2 years ago, they replaced the concept of just knowing that you could turn left if there was no one coming with a new flashing yellow arrow. Huh. And that introduction late in my life was very confusing.
Well, I thought that meant, well, what does that mean otherwise at this point? I'm drawing a blank right now.
I couldn't say. Welcome to Traffic Talk.
Welcome to Dallas.
I think the flashing yellow is I think it's a challenge. It's like, bet you can't turn, bitch. You gonna try it?
Yeah.
Dare you.
That's all Dallas traffic.
I fucking dare you.
But you can't fucking do that.
Yeah, only for brave. Only for brave people.
It is kind of...
I'm not brave. I'm stupid, which is why I can make my way through it quite easily.
Dallas traffic is a zero-sum game. Only one person will survive.
Right.
And so you really have to make your mark.
It's the Thunderdome.
I mean, they're going to tally up points in about a year, and then everyone loses their license, and it's just going to be one guy.
Yeah. Gotcha, bitches.
You know, everyone listening is thinking, you think Dallas traffic is bad. My city has got the worst traffic.
You should live in Sheboygan.
You should live where I live.
You should come up to Boise, boys.
All right. If you have worse traffic than Dallas...
Drive over and tell us
about
it.
No, take a video of you driving with no hands on the wheel, just both hands on the camera.
Yeah.
Send it to podcast@explosm.net or at Here's an Idea Pod on Twitter.
No vertical video. You got to hold it
no
horizontally
vertical,
with both
please.
Hands.
Oh
my
fuck.
Fucking
God,
Jesus.
God, that was loud.
Oh my ears are killing
what
me.
Is
Mr.
Happening?
Explosum is trying to kill us.
Hello?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Boys, did you like that?
Did you install megaphones on all of the speakers?
Why did you make the ringer so loud?
I was poisoned last week.
By weed?
Yeah.
By one of you.
Did you just say by we?
Oh, my weed. God. Oh,
one. Fuck's sake.
Mr. Explosive.
Listen to my words.
Okay.
That is not true.
He's pissed.
That is 100% true. And I know someone in that room or the room in Colorado has poisoned me. And I need to find out who it is.
It was Colorado. It was Colorado.
Yeah,
it was that room.
Where did all the weed come from? Wait. I'm sorry, Chris. We've already said something nice about you. Now we're throwing you squarely under the bus.
Dallas traffic, man.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I spend most of my time under a bus on the freeway.
Hey, Mr. Explosum. How's the family?
It's doing better. I still don't have one. Would like one, but thank you for asking.
He needs an heir.
I wish the best for you. And if you need a wingman, give me a call.
I will take you up on that if I don't have to kill you.
Are you going to do MRA pickup tips for Mr. Explosum? Are you going to be his top hat boy?
Yeah. The first thing you got to do is tie her shoes together. Sneak up behind her and tie her shoes together.
Mm-hmm.
And then and then you push
that. That's the ultimate neg.
Wait, tie her shoes together.
Yeah.
Whose shoes am I tying?
Tie your shoes to her shoes.
Right.
And then she can't leave.
Get away from this bitch.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that sounds very alpha.
That's called an alpha neg.
I am an alpha boy.
Can you show her how fast you can run?
Let's pick this up after the fact.
Hey, when Tucker Max put super glue on my shoes at Comic-Con last week, was he trying to fuck me?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, that's very clear. That is how you express your interest in another man.
Okay, sorry to sidetrack. Go ahead, Mr. Explosum.
Yeah, you were threatening us?
I'm threatening one of you.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I need to find out which one of you poisoned me. Rest of you guys will be fine.
Hey, are you trying to turn us on each other? Because we are good friends. We just established.
We were just talking about how we've been friends for decades.
All of you guys.
Friends for decades.
Everyone had something nice to say about each other except for Dave saying something nice about me, which he wasn't able to.
Sounds suspicious. Yeah, is that Irish boy again?
And he's not American.
Yes, that's me, Mr.
That's very threatening.
Maybe we should turn on each other.
I still need a script.
Oh.
It's still 20 minutes till deadline.
Why?
But here's the threat. Here's what it's going to happen this week.
Oh,
if I don't get the script, everyone dies. But if I get the script, and I find out which one of you did it, one of you guys tells me, only that person, only that person, I'm going to cut their fingertips off and glue them onto their tits.
Oh, no.
So
they will have fingertips.
Are you trying to censor our nipples?
Mr. Explosum, it'll be so hard to type like that.
That's the point.
We'll get less scripts done.
I think it's time we cut the chaff, boys.
That's a very convoluted punishment, so Mr. Explosive.
Yeah, your point, though, is there's one too many of us.
Mr. Explosive, what if my nipples already look like fingers? What if they're already very
I've seen them. Long? They're more a small nubbin and not a full-on finger.
Yeah, do you have a nail that you have to trim on your nipples?
I'm not maybe very fingers. Impressed with your nipples at this juncture.
Have you seen Mr. all Explosive. Of our nipples?
Hmm.
What, do you? Is there a specific design or pattern that it's going to be? Is it like Stonehenge around the nipple area?
It's going to look like a daisy. My favorite flower.
Wait,
that's
so if
not
I
as
lay,
cool, but
yeah, Chris, you're saying like maybe
you're
I could lay
daisies
you.
Daisies are not cool.
I could lay you down in a pasture and tell time by looking at your nipples.
Yeah, yes,
that's the intent.
It's okay. A
date. You've got 20 minutes.
I think
that tell me who is the fucking poisoner, the man who poisoned the Mr. Explosum.
Uh-oh.
I don't appreciate it. You've got 20 minutes. Bye.
Oh shit.
Oh fuck.
He really. I mean, I guessed it right on the fucking dot. He wants to turn us against each other.
Well.
You know, I just want to ask out of the blue, was it you guys? Who was it?
No,
it was me.
All of you.
No.
I'm not going to grass here, on you. I'm just
he
curious.
Was just here on 420, and I think there was just so much peripheral
yes.
weed smoke that he just got ultimate whiffs.
In my defense, whiffs. Everything, everyone I've poisoned has been a totally by accident. So,
yeah. And also they're dead.
And everyone I've poisoned is dead.
Yeah,
so.
It worked.
Yeah.
So I someone's was like, a shit poisoner.
Yeah, everyone I've poisoned, I get the job done.
So someone's a bad poisoner here.
Yeah.
You all claim to be good poisoners. That leaves only me.
I still feel like we should point the finger at the foreigner because that's what the last year and a half has taught me.
That is true. I'm used to it by now.
Good.
Like, I'll take it on the chin.
You know what? That'll make things a lot easier on all of us Americans, honestly, is if you just roll over.
I think all things considered... where we came up or where we grew up and everything. I think Rob's the only person who's not a foreigner.
It's true.
And we all grew up in...
Like you think like Rob is waspy enough that he's a true American?
Am I the most American of all of us?
I think Rob's the most American and we all grew up in compounds.
Thank you.
And
Rob's almost...
and tiny, Rob, tiny... like the village from M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan. Yeah. I do feel like a thing that I had to adjust to when I moved away from the deepest of South... is that not that people weren't acquainted with the deep, horrifying cultish religious upbringing that I had,
right?
And it was like it happens the closer you get to where I'm from,
right?
But you get away, and it's like you don't even know a guy that was brought up like that.
You come from Deliverance, basically,
kind of.
You remind us where you're from,
yeah. It's Southeast Texas,
God.
A beautiful town called Beaumont. That
yeah,
is,
you live in
translates
a,
to beautiful
here,
mountain.
Tell me about Beaumont, there's, but pitch reference it like people. It's a vacation resort commercial.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the three of you men who are married and looking to have a vacation together. I just want to say thanks for your time. Thanks for coming to this pitch. Now, Beaumont,
it's so
oh
sweet.
My God, it offers so much. First of all, you're all three of you. You seem white. I don't want to make presumptions, but if you are, is it safe to say the three of you are white men?
I think Rob's the blackest.
I'm 1/16th Native American, but
okay,
sure.
But you look you all pass is what I'm saying.
I'm
right?
half white uh-huh. and half okay. gay.
Oh, that well, okay. Let's go with the good half then, because if you're white and straight, you're
Wait,
gonna have a
excuse
great time.
Me?
You're gonna have
Hold
a,
on.
A great time in Southeast Texas.
What do you mean by the good half? Because I thought that three men would be welcome to get married
no.
each other and settle down in Beaumont, Texas.
Oh, no.
Also, I'm 1/10 German, but that's because Rob has his finger in my butt right now.
Well, we like oppressors, so that's going to be fine.
Okay, great.
Also, I should be talking like this. I didn't realize that if I'm a representative of Southeast Texas, that we talk like this.
Do you speak English, please?
It's horrible.
So, like, what's there to do around there? How can we have fun?
You're eating my alligator.
Well, we're very close to where a man was drugged by a bumper, chained to a bumper and drugged for a few miles in Jasper, Texas. So that's a thing that happens where I'm from.
Is there a star or something in the middle of the road where I could get a picture of where it happened?
Probably a memorial of some sort, wishing that it had happened more often. Like, here's a jumping off point that we can have more experiences like this.
Is this like bungee jumping where you come from?
Sure.
Can we go do that?
Except it is not voluntary and it is mandatory.
A lucky volunteer.
Yeah. So there you go. That's what it's like to be in Beaumont. It's heavily racist, very oppressive, economically depressed.
The only thing to do for fun is look at the landmark where someone was drugged by a truck.
Yeah, yeah. It should be
they
shoveled.
They salute the flag and go, ah, good times.
But not the same flag that you would think.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It should be shoveled off the map and pushed into the ocean.
where it can be eaten by an alligator.
I don't think the ocean deserves that.
I will say, though, it is all of that said, I think where Chris is from is worse.
Oh, yeah?
That's true. Well, maybe true.
I've never set foot in it, so you'll have to tell us all about it, Chris.
Go ahead.
Ah, come to sunny Fort Bridger, Wyoming.
Well, they've at least got a better accent.
Where the sky is brown and the ground is brown.
Are the people brown?
Nope.
Oh.
No brown people in sight. Experience the local flavor of Mormons and truck drivers.
Is there any crossover between Mormons and truck drivers?
Truck drivers and their Mormon husbands and wives have children. And those children stay in the town and stay fairly uneducated so they can welcome you. Come down to sunny Fort Bridger. Twist your ankle on a wagon rut. Enjoy one of our several gas station nachos. I hope you like wind. I hope you like wind and black ice all year round. Black ice on an 80-mile-an-hour road.
Is it really dry wind? Like, it hurts?
Wind.
Or is it wet wind?
Wind so dry, a gust will make your nipples bleed.
Oh, your finger nipples?
Your finger nipples will be calloused from the wind.
Your tits will look like guitar fingers.
Yeah, they've been shredded so they can shred.
Come to Fort Bridger, and why not pet some cattle?
That's very nice. That's lovely. Rob, you're just from dumb Houston, so that's not fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like GTA in real life, but other than that, it's pretty boring. It's the most crime-ridden, gang-infested city in the U.S.
I mean, that sounds wonderful.
Yes. I mean, if you want to go at 3 a.m. and race some people on the road, you can find them.
All right.
They're ready to go?
Like a running race?
No, or? like a driving so you crash into a tree race.
I think I want to do that, and I might win because I won't have anybody tied to my truck.
Yeah. That really does act like an anchor. You start to regret that you tied a guy to your bumper the moment you have to drag race, and that's the dilemma. It's the main reason not to do it.
Unless someone pulls a Snidely Whiplash and ties your person to a pole at the very beginning of the race.
Or no, he just says, hey, hold on to this pole. All right. Yep. I'm going to show this guy.
Best part about Houston, though, is if you do get shot in a drive-by, which, you know, everyone does at least once, I mean, a swarm of mosquitoes will descend and say, hey, let me clean that up for you. Hey, you got some blood there?
That's
here.
The...
Let's get you right as rain.
Yeah, one big one sucks the bullet back out.
Yeah, Houston and Beaumont are only 90 miles apart, and Beaumont's worse.
And you guys never even bothered to meet up, despite the fact you didn't know each other.
Despite the fact that he is I went to Beaumont younger than me.
I went to Beaumont once as a kid, and there's a chance we crossed paths. Who knows?
Why did you go to Beaumont?
I don't remember. It was like a family getaway.
Were you in trouble?
My dad was trying to scare me straight.
God damn it, boy, go to Beaumont. If you don't chain someone to your bumper and show me you're a man... Dad, I don't want to kill anybody.
Dad, I feel sick. You need to go down to Beaumont and fuck a gator. That'll cure you of all your ills.
We were talking yesterday about how Louisiana is working hard not to pass anti-bestiality laws. And because everybody got a right to get fucked or to fuck a gator. It's your God-given right. It's in the Bible.
It's in the Constitution.
Which is also the Bible.
How does that work? Do you like, I imagine you got to flip them over onto their back and do missionary?
You know how when they call animal control, a gator can snap down with the force to break your leg, but it can't open its mouth wide? Mm-hmm. Its butthole's the same way.
Okay. So it's
so
like...
Take that however you want.
Will also, he do the death roll it. With like Kegels involved?
Yeah. Yeah, don't knock it until you get the death roll done on your dick.
But he can clamp down, but if you can keep it closed, I don't remember how this works, but yeah, you got to fuck a gator. They don't let you graduate high school in Beaumont until you do that. So
I'd love to hear a travel-friendly version of Dave's Town.
Oh, please.
And like my hometown?
Dave, my only request is do the version of your hometown accent that is almost unintelligible.
Like my dad.
Yeah.
Right. Please. You have to realize this is a heavily modified version of my accent.
Coleraine.
So you can understand me.
Coleraine, Ireland.
Hello. Welcome to Coleraine Town, where we all sound like we've got 500 gobstoppers in our mouths. and we're trying to spit them out because we really want to cram some mud in there as well. Come on down to feast on our finest dirt.
Wait, hang on.
Dog biscuits.
I'm bringing my family. Is there anything we could do together as a family activity?
There certainly is. You can stay indoors and you can play your Game Boys.
That's the rich history of your town is playing games. That's just your experience.
Yeah, that's your history.
Yeah, I guess it is a personal,
it's a personal
that's my
journey.
Personal experience. You can visit the local muck sites. Corian's basically a ring fort where the fairies have abandoned it.
Is there any good bogs in the area?
Yeah.
Plenty of good bogs.
Any moors?
The mayor is a will.
No moors. Okay. There's plenty of bogs ready to go. Should you want to go bogging?
Tobogganing in the bog.
Uh-huh. And if you want to slide down a bog, that's a place you need to go to.
The mayor is a will of the wisp.
Well, I suppose that's why the town's been abandoned. You catch a glimpse of him and he disappears.
I feel like we were supposed to be doing something with imminent threats of
death. Oh, yeah. We're supposed to discover who the poisoner is.
Or write a script or both. I wasn't clear.
Or turn on each other.
Oh, we have a choice this time? We can either pitch a script or betray one of our own?
No, I think we should weave that tapestry all into itself.
So we're going to be trying to do a script while constantly undermining each other? That sounds like a recipe for comedy.
I think we're going to be heavily implying that it was not ourselves that committed the act.
I want to, you know how I've got that mute button that only works on Mr. Explosum?
Yeah.
I installed a new one. You need to talk into your mic.
Here's an idea.
I installed a new one it mutes Dave. I'm going to just go ahead and hit that real quick. I'm just going to hit it real quick.
Okay.
I'm just going to hit that mute button real quick. There it is. Now Dave can't hear us. Okay. American guys, it was Dave, right?
Clearly.
Or if it wasn't, he's the easiest one to blame this on. Well,
totally, it was him. It wasn't me. what would it be me?
Absolutely.
It was Dave.
We could just pull a Chicago and blame the Irish for everything that's going on.
So, okay, for all of Chicago. Okay, unmute.
Unmute.
So anyway, like we were saying,
I was just thinking, going forward, we could all club together and tell Mr. Explosum that it definitely wasn't me. I mean,
were you guys in the same idea, Dave?
Yeah.
Excellent, good idea,
you know,
Dave.
I was just thinking that would benefit all of us.
This is...
Oh, wait. Let me push the Joel mute button really quick.
I didn't know. What'd you...
Hold
what?
On. Nothing.
It's not working.
All right. Hey, guys. Dave, full disclosure. Joel just threw you under the bus. He just fucked you bad. He just muted you and told all of us that you did it. I think we should...
What do you mean he told all of us that I did it?
Well, he told all of us that we should pin it on you.
Really?
Because I think he's racist or something. Maybe his Beaumont blood.
Well, that guy's a fart bag.
Yeah.
We need to...
He's pushing a narrative.
Are we all together on this?
Totally. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, I just want to let you know.
Okay,
do you think we should blame him while he's blaming you? It'll make him look really suspicious.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
That sounds fine.
That sounds good to me.
We're all friends.
Yeah.
Yep. We're all friends here, apart from that guy.
Right.
He's a real weasel.
Okay,
birds of a feather.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and hit that Dave mute button again.
Hey.
Guys, I just want to make sure we're still
We were,
track.
I mean,
we
why wouldn't we?
Us.
He did
we're
it.
Just... Okay, good.
We were planning your birthday present. That's why we had to mute you.
I couldn't hear you for just a little while, and Dave looked happier. And so I want to make... Like, I don't think everyone realizes we're each in an isolation booth.
He just admitted that he did it. That's why he looks so happy, because he's proud of it, too.
Real quick, I'm just going to go ahead and switch away from this mute to the one that only unmutes Dave and mutes everyone else. Dave.
I
don't know what those guys have been saying about me or about you, but I'm going to tell you right now, Thelma and Louise style, it's you and me till the end.
Okay, buddy.
You and me. Hold my hand.
You sure about that?
We're
Are you
100%
sure about
100%
that?
I would never defy or desert you. And those motherfuckers, those pieces.
I need you.
Listen, look who we're dealing with, all right?
Okay.
We are dealing with a fucking drive-by enthusiast from Houston, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And a goddamn windswept trucker Mormon.
We're dealing with
Wyoming.
A tornado ghost from Wyoming.
God. Untrustworthy. Did you hear how excited they got when I talked about a man being drugged to his death? They were foaming. Okay, I'm going to unmute. So anyway, guys, if we stick together... And just present a group effort to Mr. Explosum.
Yes, a group effort.
Hey, really quick, let me mute. I'm going to push the Joel and Dave mute button really quick. Hey, Chris, what do you think they were talking about? They muted us for like 10 minutes.
I don't know.
I think they're fucking...
Who knows what two people like that would talk about? One is literally a mud man from a foreign island. and the other is a derelict cult baby.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why we are even hanging out with him. Like, why the fuck did we start a podcast with these two asshole, you know, miscreants?
I have no idea, but if we could poison both somehow.
I know a guy.
You,
not me.
Do you? Well,
maybe.
Hook it up.
Yeah, but okay. Okay, yeah, we'll poison
him. I definitely
him later,
don't know that, short that, term, that guy as well.
Yeah, short term.
Yeah.
We gotta fuck him over.
Friend of a friend.
Like, I'm not going down for this.
No, me either. No.
Which is nothing.
I'm not
going down
for
this. I mean, yeah, okay, unmute.
Hey, just real quick, guys, because I'm having trouble with my headphones. I want to do a quick test where I only speak to one of you individually at a time. So this will mute everyone but me and Chris. Chris.
Hey.
I just want you to know it's me and you till the end. These guys
can
eat a fuck. They can suck a dick. That's all I want to say is you're the only one I care about. Okay, I'm going to unmute everyone but Rob. Rob, hey. It's you and me, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're the Texas boys, right?
That's what I privately talked to Chris about.
I knew it.
I said, Chris, Joel's my boy.
I could see it in your eyes from across the sound room. Mm. You're in your booth. I'm in my booth. We're separated by 10, 15 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're both from Texas. We're from roughly the same neighborhood.
Chris doesn't even live here. He's probably the one who did it.
He might as well be a foreigner.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to unmute everybody. But Dave, just making sure we're still on the same page. We're the boys from Mud. That's who we are.
I got it. The boys from Mud.
I'm from dirty Gulf Coast Mud, and you're from gross Ireland Mud.
It's kind of like the men from Uncle, except we're the boys from Mud.
Okay, excellent. I just want to make sure.
I need to tell you something.
Please.
My ears are burning really bad.
Why?
Right now. I feel like everyone's
these other guys?
Maybe talking about me or something.
No.
I don't know.
They might be, but it's not going to matter.
Whispers going through my ears from other places.
They can't be teaming up against us. I'm just saying I've got some knowledge. And I just want you to know
that
if you need anyone poisoned, I'm your guy. Okay?
Okay, great.
Real quick, just Chris, me and Chris. Chris, if you need anyone poisoned, I'm your guy. I'm the guy you know that'll poison anybody.
Joel,
you know that, right?
As my good buddy and good friend,
yes.
I will keep that between us.
Tell no one.
I will
tell
no
one. Unless you need my services, tell me. All right, Rob, just real quick.
Hey.
Rob, if you want anyone dead, I'll kill anybody.
Hey, you actually forgot to mute the last one. I heard
the
you and Chris,
fuck?
But your secret's safe with me. I think we should stick to the fuck Dave plan.
So Americans versus Dave is
It's cool.
Perfect. All right, everybody's back.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, here's an idea.
Let's write a script.
What about, hey, get this.
Where the fuck have you guys been?
Hey, get this.
We're having audio trouble, Dave. Don't worry about it.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pop-up audiobooks. Wouldn't that be funny?
No. Oh, are you trying to? Oh, I get you. You're trying to lighten the mood.
Yeah.
Tell me more about it.
Well, okay. So, like, you would open the book, and then a sound would go boing, and like, you know, a thing comes out. That way, blind people.
All right, so we're off to a bad start.
Can open.
Not a great start.
Here's an idea.
Book with pants.
Here's an idea.
Best idea, and you just fucking shat all over it.
Yeah, it was real bad. Here's an idea. I'm going to check the email.
Okay.
We have the email that's podcast.
Oh, I hope they sent ideas.
They did. A few people sent ideas. This one's from Andrew B.
All right.
Guys, I think this reads like a script. I'm not sure. It says, Bob Ross, quote, just clean strokes, just like that. There's a happy little tree growing right between those bushes. That's right. Pan out to reveal he's masturbating. What do you think, guys?
Man, well.
I'm trying to imagine a scrotum that's so hairy, it looks like two bushes.
Yeah.
Also, why are the bushes separate? Surely it would be one big bush.
Wait, this is even better. There's a post-credit scene.
Okay.
It says, after he's done, he whacks his dick against the easel like he cleans a paintbrush.
Okay. If after he's done jerking off, you pan back and it's onto a canvas and it's a beautiful self-portrait.
Of his dick?
Of him. Yeah. Yeah, and his dick.
All right.
What's the name of the person who wrote this in?
Andrew B.
Well, Andrew, I want to give you some feedback on your idea.
Please.
I love it. For starters, I think it's good.
Okay. I like the post credits.
I also think Bob Ross kind of has it coming, you know?
Yeah.
He deserves
it. Coming.
Well, yeah.
You mean he has it coming? Like a critical cartoon about him?
Yeah.
Yeah. For all the things he did in life.
Right.
It's fucked time someone took him down.
Yeah.
What a scumbag.
For
Bob
the joy
Ross
he
was.
Spread.
Well, I mean, there's crimes we haven't discovered yet. I mean, look what happened with Bill Cosby.
All right. Are we going to make that? Is that going to be our script for Mr. Explosum?
It's not a good one.
I don't like it a whole lot.
That means it would be just Bob Ross and three of us playing genitals.
Well,
that's how many you need.
I guess
I'm playing my genitals right now.
Okay. We have a second submission. This
like
is from RJH. And I feel like I shouldn't say last names, but maybe they want me to. This is from RJH. That's just three letters.
Yeah, that's not a name.
Now this
that's
one, guys,
like something you put on a test tube.
RJ didn't try as hard as Andrew did.
Wow, that says something.
One sentence.
Okay.
Coming on the floor and then getting your face rubbed in it like a bad dog. Oh, that got two laughs. That got two real laughs.
Okay.
Maybe it's better than Andrew's idea.
Actually, it reminds me of an idea that Rob threw at me one time. That was maybe the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Hit me.
It was you jizz on the carpet, right? And then you hold your wife by the ankles so she sucks it up like a vacuum.
Oh.
I suggested that?
You did.
My God.
And then we both started laughing at it horrendously.
But now, years later, you've rejected that premise.
No, that's very sexist. It's
extremely problematic.
That's literally what Bill Cosby is going to serve 30 years for.
Well, yeah, the thing that RJH doesn't understand is this isn't an original idea. This is already a fetish.
Oh. Oh, yeah, getting your, like, doing your dirties, yeah, like, and then a lady's domination. Like, you're a bad boy.
Yeah, you're bad. You eat up that jism.
Look at your gross
jism.
Dick.
What was the second part of the idea? The lady eats it?
No, that was your idea from Rob.
I'm denying that I had anything to do with this idea.
That was Rob's gross idea about being mean to a woman.
I think Rob likes to deny a lot of things that he might be guilty of.
Like the Holocaust? Right.
Well, yes, for a start.
Wait, you're denying it or denying that you had any involvement?
Hey, I'm pleading the fifth, okay?
Didn't we just say you had German blood?
Oh, shit.
Pleading the fifth?
I like that
did he say I'm pleading the fifth?
The fifth.
I'm pleading the fifth.
I like that he escalated that to 100 to deflect from what I'm really insinuating.
Yeah, guys, I didn't do anything weird with cum. I just killed all the Jews. Oh.
Oh, no. Oh,
fuck. Do we have a script?
We're ill-prepared.
We're going to have to band together.
As
Stay
friends.
Together as a group. All right, let's answer.
Okay.
Mr. Explode, I didn't hear the pickup. Hang on, I didn't hear the pickup sound. I think the phone's broken.
Voice?
Hang on, I think the phone's broken. Where's the pickup sound?
You're a sound effect Nazi. What You're accusing it? Me of being
oh,
a Nazi.
Well. Hey, Mr. Explosum.
How you having fun, boys?
Not particularly.
Hey, buddy, you sound healthy today. You've been working out?
I feel great, thank you for asking.
Oh, man.
Who is it?
Who is it?
It's your boys.
It's the closest thing you have to a family, Mr. Explosum.
You said you were searching for family. Here we are.
Four sons who would never murder you.
I don't believe that for one second. So which will it be? Will it be the script or the names? Or preferably both.
Oh, well.
You're asking us to name names? You're turning us into...
Yes.
Is this the... What was his name? Douglas MacArthur? Hearings? Anyway.
Yes, yeah, so I'm Dougie Macking you.
Oh,
that's
no, we're getting Dougie Macked, guys. I'm going to mute Mr. Explosum.
Here's an idea.
I'm not ready.
We're
I'm too
Dougie
young
Macked.
To be Dougie Macked.
We're getting Dougie Macked.
I'm too dumb for this. What does that mean exactly?
If I got the name right, he's the guy that accused people, anyone who he thought was unpatriotic, of being a communist sympathizer in the 50s.
Oh, yeah, okay. The Pinko movement. Yeah.
You don't want to be Dougie Macked.
No, I don't.
That's the last step.
I'm not even a part of this country.
That's true. You might be immune.
I can't be Dougie Mac.
You might be immune. All right, let me unmute Mr. Explosum. Mr. Explosum, I want to assure you there's no need for any Dougie Macking of any kind.
I'm in a Dougie Macking mood. I've got my gloves on.
Your Dougie Macking gloves?
Yeah, fingerless gloves, leather.
Oh.
It makes you feel the sensation, but you still have the toughness of the glove.
Do they have studs?
Yeah.
What a coincidence. I also have my Dougie Mac gloves on.
You've also got four studs right here, Mr. Explosum. Ready
hey!
To get
that's a good. I will appreciate that one, David.
One for each knuckle.
He loves me.
Shit.
So how about this?
Mute everybody but Mr. Explosum and Dave. Guys, he likes Dave now. This is not good for the American triumvirate that we've formed.
I have a new idea.
Oh, tell me.
This Andrew motherfucker who emailed us the Bob Ross idea?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that one. And then when Mr. Explosum is so upset, when he hates the scripts more than anything he's ever heard, we tell him Andrew did it. Andrew poisoned his body the same way he poisoned his ears with
better
the scripts.
Here's an idea. We tell him Dave did it.
That's also good.
Okay, unmute everybody. So we've got a script for you, and it's
gloves fit great.
Easy. It's why are you? I feel like I can hear you stretching your knuckles in leather gloves.
Ooh, that's good. Got to break them in.
Are you wearing any sort of like fingerless dick glove right now?
It's called a condom.
What do you need?
Wait, a fingerless condom?
Yeah, you have the top off, so you can still feel it.
Oh, okay. But you still get the protection. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. You put those on your nipples.
You look like a tough guy.
Jesus fuck. Do I have to explain sex to you boys?
Yes.
We're your kids. We're your family.
That would delay things too. So yeah, please go ahead.
Please, get Mr. Explosive, tell me about how to make the dirty.
Give me the script. Look, okay, I'll even give you guys a little bit of help.
Please.
I'm looking at vocation spots, and I'm thinking a Fort Bridger truck stop is exactly where I would like to spend time with my non-existent family.
Really, because we were going to do a thing about a painter in a studio, but if that's not okay, then I guess we can try something
else. Put him in there.
Oh, man.
Why'd you have to give him that, Joel? Now it's even more complicated.
Oh, shit. Shut your fucking mouth, Joel.
Shit.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We open on a Fort Bridger truck stop. A big 18-wheeler pulls in. That trucker has got something on his mind, and it's not driving. He steps out, played by Chris.
Ugh. I have too much time on the road to think about the things on my mind. I just can't focus. Everything's all blurry and backwards and weird. Man, I just need something to take my mind off my mind. If only there was some sort of respite in this goddamn small town.
Hey.
Hey,
big boy.
Who are you?
I'm Henrietta. And you look like you... First of all, if I sound unfamiliar to your ears, it's because I'm from Beaumont, Texas.
Oh, you get that a lot, huh? Opening question.
And, people... I start talking and they start plugging their ears because of how horrible it sounds when people talk like this.
Yeah, you'll have that.
But you've also got a bit of a gruffness to your voice, which I find sexy.
I do. It's from driving miles and miles with the window rolled down and my mouth open. Throat's full of bugs. All sorts of grasshoppers and exotic creatures.
Tell me two things, Dark Stranger. What is your name, and what, if any, is your religion?
My name is Leroy Beaumont. Oddly enough.
What?
I heard I got family down there, and that's kind of where my name came from, but I drove away and never looked back. All I saw was Beaumont burning down in my rearview mirror.
Okay. And?
What was the other question?
Your religion.
My religion?
Your religion. I'm deeply spiritual.
Oh, yeah. Well, on the road, I met a kindly old group of folks who took me in and taught me the joys of nature and creation, and they made me a follower of Ekengar.
What? I thought you were going to say one of the three real religions: Baptist, Catholic, or other.
Those are also good ones, but right now
those are the only ones I know of.
I'm factioned.
Excuse
with,
me.
Who's?
Leroy. Excuse someone's
me.
Bothering
excuse
us.
Excuse me, guys.
Yes,
how many
hello?
People are hiding in here?
I'm just rapping on your truck window here, but
can
I just don't mean
you?
To interrupt any sexual encounters, but...
I'm trying to close a deal.
I'm looking for a... I'm looking for a subject to paint. I'm something of a traveling artist.
First of all, if you could paint your giant afro away from me while I try and close this deal with Leroy.
This is my
Leroy.
Giant paintbrush, actually. It's not my hair.
Oh,
look at this.
Look at that.
Yeah, see?
That's amazing. Large,
and underneath, you are bald as Satan.
I've seen a lot on the road, but
that's
the
chemo.
Time. First time I've seen a chemo afro.
Now.
Well, let me introduce myself.
Hey, please. This is convoluted at best.
If you're not understanding my accent, it's because I'm from television.
Oh, okay.
It's a very...
Television, North Dakota. I've heard
right.
of it.
Maybe you've seen my show. It's called...
Nope.
It's called Bit Mr. Bushy Hair Makes a Painting, and my name is Bob Ross.
Wait! Now, I've heard of Bob Ross. That is not the name of his show. What game are you playing, sir?
Well, that's a different Bob Ross.
Oh, you're... Okay.
I'm B-O-B-R-A-W-S-S.
Ross.
Yes.
Oh, but not like Ross Dressed for Success. I understand.
Hold on.
Hang on.
Hello?
As we've all squeezed in this cabin, someone else is knocking on the door
of
his truck.
Come on in. I'll scoot
Hello?
Over.
All right.
Oh, I'm squished.
Hello, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt any conversation or nothing, though, but I was just wondering if you could point me to the famous Wyoming dirt.
The Wyoming what?
Wyoming I can't understand a blessed word this old gentleman is saying.
Did he say goat? I can't understand a thing this guy
said. My head looks a little bit like a boat. Are you looking for me?
Are
you looking for a more of a goldish brown dirt or a reddish orange dirt or maybe a little bit of
I just want pure dirt. D-I-R-D.
Oh. Burnt umber or yellow ochre?
Ooh, you're talking my language.
Hey.
Let me introduce myself because I feel like...
Please do.
I was just listening and noticed everyone else was...
Very nosy.
My name is Paddy O'Bladder.
Oh, you own that pub I went past. Paddy O'Bladder's.
I drove...
Well, it's built onto this truck stop.
Listen, I drove here all the way from Ireland because I heard... I am a dirt connoisseur, and I heard that the finest dirt was found in Wyoming. And I'm just wondering if you could point me in the right direction.
Not so much the finest, but the most.
The most?
Indeed.
It's like dirt mecca.
It's a lot. Well, first of all, I don't appreciate your pagan speech in that sentence.
I think you'll find a Presbyterian.
Oh, well, that qualifies as other, so we can be friends. Mr. Rouse, what...
It's Rouse.
I'm sorry, but we've gone a long time without asking you. What's your religion?
I'm a Mormon, of course.
Oh.
You said there's some sort of deal going on here. Why do you need to know everyone's religion?
Well,
you're one of those.
Are you a lot lizard? How much?
Listen, it's complicated, but I know that truckers have two things: time on their hands and stable jobs. And so I'm here to find a husband. And one of you three lucky men, I feel like, are going to be it.
Did you just lock the doors?
So let's click. Let's go ahead and turn the engine off.
Yes.
Hello.
No, I think we should. I think I feel such a kinship with all of you that I think we could all go on a great journey together.
Well, one of us might be interested in that.
Some journeys aren't on the road. Some journeys are on the person next to you.
This feels an awful lot like a kidnapping. I'm going to go ahead and paint "help me" on the window here. This is what I usually paint. Don't think anything of it.
That's a couple of points off for you.
What were you suggesting?
I'm going to use a little flair.
What I would like, and my name is Henry. I'm sorry, I never said my last name. It's Henrietta Cumbangs.
Okay.
Henrietta Cumbangs.
That's beautiful. Yes. What is that? Navajo?
It is Cherokee.
Beautiful.
And
that's weird, because I know a Cumbangs back home.
Okay. Well,
sorry, they're cum bags, not cum bags.
Correct. No, that's a different
strand,
of course.
Yeah. They had to anglicize it to cum bags.
So I have prepared a series of questions, and if we could play some sort of, I don't know, jaunty dating game type music right now, that would be appropriate if you could. Excellent. Bachelor number one, this goes to you, Leroy.
Yep.
How fit are you to provide for me financially and sexually?
Well, I do quite well. I'm always moving and shaking, seeing the open road, seeing the landscape, and I get paid quite well, but no real time to stop and spend it. So usually I stop and find a little girl like yourself in a parking lot.
Yeah. Ooh.
Spend my money and
that's
time
where
that
I
way.
Am.
It's my,
oh my,
my
goodness.
Leisurely time. And
then also the sexual component.
Well,
please,
I'm glad
sir.
You asked, because I'm actually hauling a whole bunch of double-sided dildos.
Oh, my goodness.
A whole load.
That sounds liberating. Liberating. And I suppose if you wanted to relieve a few of those from a crate, you'd be able to.
A couple of them could fall off the back of my truck, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, excellent answer, Leroy.
Boink, boink.
Mr. Rouse, question number two goes to you.
Okay.
If you were to paint me as a landscape, what would it look like?
I would paint you as big mountains, like your namesake. I would paint you as two big mountains.
Oh, that's Leroy's last name, who is Beaumont, which is beautiful mountains.
Whoops.
I thought you were referring to my ample bosoms.
Your cum banks. Yeah. I would use my... My yellowish white, my golden white, as to draw your cum all over your
goodness,
all over your bangs.
You take my name so literally.
Well, it's a beautiful name.
You had a chance to make a compliment, and you chose not to.
I meant it in the best possible way. Your hair catches the sun like a pool of cum.
Bachelor number three.
Yes. That's me,
Paddy O'Bladder.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to whisk me away to a foreign nation,
Which one would it be?
Well, first of all, I'm glad you pronounced my name correctly, because people don't often get that right.
Very respectful.
Indeed. I would take you to Scotland, because it's quite like Ireland, but there is more mud, and I'm feeling very unadventurous, but I think you'll have a great time there. Also, we could sail over there, because I have a feeling that you really like boats. I don't know. I'm just
Is it the shape of my head?
Yes.
I thought
I'm just
so.
Looking at the shape of your head and thinking you look like a nice schooner that I would like to be the captain of.
I do like y'all being observant, and that is a compliment to me.
Okay, great.
Gentlemen, this is the hardest part of this job. I mean, it's not really a job. Whatever. And it's making a final decision. I'm so glad that music stopped, because this is where I get serious. I love you all, and I can only choose one, and it's really the hardest thing I've ever had to do, but here in this Bucky's parking lot in Fort Bridger, Wyoming, I would like us to convert to Mormonism and all get group married.
Way ahead.
All right.
What? Oh, is one of you an ordained minister? Can you marry us all now?
I'm not.
Wait, are you out?
I'm out. I just came here for the dirt. I guess I got real dirt in ollies now, so I'm gonna.
That is devastating.
Try and exit the vehicle. But if you just let me out.
But Patty, you know, we need at least three sister husbands here, so people don't think that we're just
holes.
Swingers.
I've got three holes. I need three boys.
Okay. I'm in.
Oh, excellent. Well, here comes the bride. Here comes the bangs.
Do we have any lovely wedding music, maybe?
Yeah. And then the 18-wheeler pulls out with a trail of dildos dragging behind it on the road, jangling.
Just Mormon married.
In the four men, more men.
The three, it's more men than she needs.
Four men more than a Mormon needs. Drive into the sunset.
Oh,
at
wow.
160 miles per hour because of the wind behind them.
Wow.
Mr. Explosive, what do you think?
I didn't know you guys could do romance. I wasn't asking for romance. I was asking for comedy.
No one asks for romance. It falls upon you. It comes.
It's true. Yeah,
it comes under your hands.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. I think that's what you're missing, Mr. Explosive, which is where I come in and help as a wingman. You need to let love find you.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Explosive just said he put himself on mute so we can think. Guys, this is our last chance.
Okay, I think we have a Hail Mary here.
What is it?
Okay, I follow my lead.
Okay.
Once he
comes, you're not going to include us in the plan?
No.
Oh, this is scary.
Then you'll fuck it up like you always do.
Are you muting everyone apart from yourself so you can talk to yourself about a devious plan?
I can hear you both.
Oh, sorry. Forget I said any of that.
Yeah. I hope hey, Mr. Explosive.
What are your thoughts?
Is he taking a shit?
How many stars are you going to give us on iTunes for that one?
What's on iTunes?
How many stars do we get out of
iTunes? Tell about iTunes.
Nothing. We're just having a good phone call with you. Sorry.
What?
God damn it, Chris.
The best phone call.
I think you're trying to distract me.
Well, no.
Who did it?
Who did the good script? The four of us boys together. Rob,
it's not the best script, but
Mr. Explosive, I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
Out of
speak.
The characters we just talked to, you just listened to, it's about four men who didn't love each other at first, but they came to understand their differences, and they all fell. Did any
one
of those?
One of them was a lady.
One of them was a lady.
Yeah,
and that's fine.
Allegedly,
but did you?
Did you just assume the gender of my character?
Well, but Mr. Explosive, I was wondering, like, are there any of those characters that you felt like may have been about you and your search for love. Would you resonate with any of them?
I do not have a family. I do not have a desire for good. Good script.
Good script.
Oh, it worked. He liked
it. We didn't even have to throw anyone under the bus. Not that we were going to.
I am gonna kill that motherfucker. He's gonna.
Oh, we're all gonna kill
him.
Feel
Chris. His blood on my hands and feet.
Are you gonna wear fingerless gloves when you dig through his guts
and sandals?
You know, guys, after this whole experience, I feel a sense of unity with all of you that I've never felt before.
Yeah.
And
almost
like
we're group married.
Yeah, I feel like this script's definitely brought us closer together.
I agree.
Romantically.
And I want to say that
anything anyone said privately or in smaller groups or one-on-one even can just be forgotten about.
Yep.
Going forward.
And while we're saying these things out loud to each other, I poisoned Mr. Explosum.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was hoping it was one of us.
Yeah, it didn't work. I misjudged. I didn't realize. I forgot that when I poisoned his sandwich, I forgot that he was 12 feet tall.
He's also 800 pounds.
I only gave him a man dose instead of.
What did you put him in? What did you put in there?
A little bit of a cocktail of everything. A little bit of Xanax to get it started. A little bit of arsenic
to calm him down.
That's a way better plan because I just cut his brakes. I should have thought to poison him instead. I don't think he drives anymore.
What does he drive?
Chris, actually, you know what? I caught him licking his brakes. You might have poisoned him.
Wait, the brake fluid?
It might have been you. Yeah, sucking the brake fluid out of
his brakes.
It could
be anything if he's licking his way around an engine.
Certain kinds of brake fluid can actually contradict poisons. They can they balance out.
Oh my god! He immunized himself.
You might have saved him, Rob.
So maybe
Chris saved him.
Chris and I both tried to murder him, but in doing so, we both saved his life.
Dave, it sounds like it's up.
We need to collaborate better.
Yeah,
clearly. Up to me and Dave to try now since you guys tried.
Yeah, you guys
failed.
Get next week.
Yeah, okay.
I'm all out of.
All right,
I'm all
so
out
we've got a week
plots.
To come up.
We've got to collaborate on this and we'll do the big job.
The big murder.
Yeah.
Are any of you guys on dark Amazon?
What's on dark Amazon?
Oh, you know, grenades, tigers.
Hang on. Because Prime just went up $20.
It did.
How much is dark Amazon?
It's 20,000 bitcoins. Which is a lot, actually.
Oh, that's
for now.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, I got that backwards.
Yeah, for now. Wait a week.
I'm glad Jeff Bezos is thinking of psychos and pedophiles.
I mean, I feel like everyone at the top of the internet is only thinking of psychos and pedophiles.
And you got to watch your back.
Guys, we did it. We survived another week. Our friendship is intact and perhaps even stronger.
Yeah.
I think so. Apart
we
from all those times.
Go ahead.
What times?
Apart from
Nothing.
All those times happened. That everything was muted.
Well,
I do think we were just having audio difficulties.
My ears are still burning. I don't know what you guys were saying, you know?
Have you been outside? Chris? Is it a sunburn, maybe? I was saying we wrote a great script. We wrote a great script together, and I think we also wrote a sense of pride and accomplishment, something we can take with us.
Okay, and also, EA. It might just be that Dave's headphones are malfunctioning and making his ears hot.
That's true.
That's possible, yeah.
Let me turn them down a little bit. That might be it. Guys, what a great episode of Here's an Idea that we just did. I do want to remind everyone, if you're listening and you're not following at Here's an Idea Pod on Twitter, you're missing out.
On tweets.
Oh, big tweets.
Big ones.
Best tweets.
And you did hear us integrate fan ideas. We actually did proper fan interaction. I think we made fun of their ideas.
They sucked, but we read them.
Right. So if you want that experience to happen at you, email Explosum, podcast at Explosum.net.
Email podcast at Explosum.net.
Yeah. With your bad ideas. And then we will probably make fun of them.
Or, you know, you can just tweet us on that old tweet button.
Oh, here's an idea pod. That's the way
right.
to do it.
And tweet us your idea there if it's under 90, what is it, 180 characters?
Oh, it's 280 or something now.
Okay.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of characters.
Well, so cram that idea down our throat hole.
This script only had 4 characters, and you see how far we got?
Yeah. Hey. Almost got too far, I think.
Oh, follow me on Twitter at HijinxAndSue. Follow Rob on Twitter
at Rob Dan Blaker.
That follow Dave on Twitter at
Dave Explosum.
Follow Chris on Twitter at
_ Chris Wilson _
_
_ _ Kids, just $5.
And for no reason at all that I can think of, follow Derek Explosum on Twitter.
There's
I don't know
reasons.
Why.
If you like memes,
yeah, I don't know why, and I don't know who that is. Just came to my mind.
Get on the meme.
If he's got Explosum in his name, he's probably an all right guy.
Maybe. Mr. Yeah. Explosum does not have Twitter and never will because he can't have computers.
It
confounds him.
Also, all of the computer mechanisms in his brain will malfunction with any kind of technology.
Computer mechanisms in his brain.
Ever since the accident.
Oh. Yeah.
Wherever
yeah.
you download podcasts,
he got drugged behind
feel
a
free
truck.
To. Well, an 18-wheeler. He got drugged behind an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, he tied his own shoelaces to a truck as part of an epic neg.
I got you. I'm going to neg you, truck.
So we've established that he's been reading pickup artist books, but not very well.
Yeah, he's dumb.
He was attaching them to literal pickups.
Hmm. Hey, here's an idea. What if we got Mr. Explosum's love life back on track, and then he doesn't murder us?
I think it would distract him plenty.
But we should still kill him.
Instead of poisoning him with poison, what if we poisoned him
actually,
with
poisoned his heart
love?
With love?
Yes. Yeah, have we tried arousing him?
Maybe that'll be our plan.
Maybe that'll be our
next time.
Wherever you download podcasts, review and rate Here's an Idea Pod. We've got some reviews so far, and they're a lot of fun. There's one guy that doesn't get it, and his review is bad, but all the other ones are good.
That's my favorite one.
We hit criticism. So.
And as of this week, we have a new thing. We actually have, well, first, Dave, your book is still for sale.
It is. It only came
three
out there
books
on Tuesday.
About guys. Who do what
three
now?
Three books about guys.
How does it go?
We got a triplet.
You're thinking
of
Lord of the Rings. Three books about guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always feel like they should have called Lord of the Rings Little Bros on the Big Mutton.
Sure. And your book is called Three Bros Who Have One Kid. Three Bros and a Baby?
I'm going to fucking shit you.
What's it called?
It's called, you've confused the crap out of me now. It's called A Guide to Parenting by Three Guys with No Kids, the new Cyanide and Happiness book.
I could get it on
You can get it on
Amazon.
Our The Explosum store, so go to Explosum.net and have a look. Go to Amazon, go to
Dark Amazon.
Go to Dark Amazon, buy it along with your grenades.
What
your
about
weekly
Barnes & Noble?
Grenade grocery pickup.
What about Barnes & Noble?
Go there, yeah.
Oh
you'll find
God.
It there. You'll find it all other
What about Brookstone?
Great bookstores. Brookstone.
Yeah.
Is that a pizza?
What about
quiz?
Sharper Image?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea what any of those are.
It comes with a hair shaver built into it.
Sweet. What about Fuddruggers?
Yeah, sure, man.
Hey, can I get a double burger, but with a book instead of lettuce?
The last thing, this is a new thing for us. We've never done this before. I hope it's going well because we're recording this in the past. We have a Patreon now. If you like the animated shorts that we make, and the quality and frequency that we make them at, support our Patreon.
If you like please. Feeding four what? Hungry boys.
And then all the other people that work here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there's many hungry boys and girls, and just everyone's hungry, okay?
There's dogs here.
And they're all busting their balls off, too.
Dogs didn't even have balls to start with. They're still busting.
That's right.
That's how they lost their balls.
That's a different kind of busting. They're all working hard to give you funny cartoons every week, so... You know, push that, give us money button.
A wise man once said, bustin' makes me feel good.
Yeah, bustin' balls makes me feel good. I'm pretty sure it's patreon.com/cyanideandhappiness, and there might even be underscores between those words.
Well,
but, you know, whatever.
You want to say that again with the underscores?
It'd be cyanide_and_happiness, but I think both addresses work.
Definitely underscored the importance
I did
supporting us on Patreon.
That supports our animated weekly shorts. So far, nothing supports this podcast. I hope that changes. I hope you guys continue to support this podcast.
By listening to it.
Hey, for Here's an Idea, we're the Explosum Boys. Bye.
See ya.
Here's an Idea is an Explosum production. For more comics, cartoons, podcasts, video games, and lots more internet, go to Explosum.net. Explosum.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Explosum Entertainment. If you have comments for the podcast, email us at podcast@explosum.net. Be nice.